Welcome to On the Air with Healthcare, presented by Wythe County Community Hospital. This program has been recorded for air exclusively in WYVE Studios in Wytheville, Virginia. Thank you for joining us. Hello, welcome to On the Air with Healthcare. I'm Zane Perkins, the market director here at Wythe Physician Practices. And today we're going to talk about annual wellness visits. I've got one of my experienced medical assistants here with me. She's been with our practices probably at least 8 or 9 years now, and she's seasoned and performs these annual wellness visits on a regular basis. So I figured it'd be an educational session for our listeners. And if you didn't know what an annual wellness visit was or how to get one, then after this session today, hopefully you'll understand what they are and where you can get your annual wellness visit. So we have Brittany Shiver, and we'll start off by Brittany, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in healthcare, and where you're currently at.
I have been in healthcare for 13 years. I started in Columbia, South Carolina, and then moved to Virginia. Started at the Fort Chiswell Medical Center and then transitioned to some of the other clinics, and I'm now with Dr. King at First Choice Family Care.
And y'all are relatively busy over there at Dr. King's and Sherritt's and Crystal Tibbs' office.
Yes, we are.
Do you see a lot of annual wellness visits over there?
We do. We do a lot of Medicare annual wellness visits with all three providers at least once a year for all of our senior patients.
Good. Can you tell us what an annual wellness visit is?
Yes. It is essentially a cognitive impairment assessment for our Medicare patients. It also kind of allows us to look at our patients' care throughout the year and pick up on things that might have been kind of overlooked or that we need to touch on in future visits.
So you look for specific diagnoses in those visits?
That's correct.
Why should I have an annual wellness visit if I was of age and needed one?
So the annual wellness visit is going to allow your provider to, again, review your cognitives, and then also touch base on your diabetes exams, if you need to have diabetic foot exams, if you need to have vaccinations, if there are any, you know, procedures that need to be completed, like colonoscopies and mammograms and things like that. It just is an overall view for your provider to review your healthcare for the year.
So it's basically a review and plan for your pretty much your medical future.
That's correct.
That Medicare annual wellness visit is I'm assuming free and covered under Medicare?
It is. It is free once every calendar year. Initially, you have to have been with Medicare for one whole year before you qualify. And then it is every calendar year you can have this visit.
Is there an age requirement?
65 and above, unless you have Medicare at an earlier age.
Okay. So as long as you're Medicare eligible, you can get an annual wellness visit.
Right.
Right. How often can you get the visit? Can you get one every 6 months, or does it have to be every 12 months, or every other year?
Well, it is every calendar year. So if you had one in October of 2023, you can potentially have another in like February of 2024. They just want to make sure you have that once a year.
Good. Again, the cost of an annual wellness visit's free.
It is. That's correct. But there could be some charges if there are things that are identified in that visit that require some additional diagnostics. So your provider may want you to come in for a second visit, which would have a copay, or if we schedule some lab work and things like that, it may not be immediately covered under that preventative wellness.
Okay. So basically the Part B deductible doesn't apply here either.
Correct.
Good. You just answered my next question was, is the full visit entirely free? And which it is until you get into some of the other things. So when you do come for these visits, it's not one of those, hey, what about this kind of visit? Or, hey, check this. It's actually an annual wellness visit based upon a certain criteria. And then once you meet that criteria, it is free. But if they deteriorate from that and want you to test other things or talk about other complications or things like that, does the cost flip over to they'll be charged for the visit?
They'll be charged for a portion of the visit.
Gotcha. Good. What all is involved in the annual wellness visit?
Okay. So your normal intake will come in, so we would do your vital signs, and then you'll spend about 15 minutes with your nursing staff that are going to go through and ask you a series of questions about your current lifestyle. If you feel like you have difficulty with your, you know, basic memory, if you're able to see okay and hear okay, and then a little bit of questions about how your home is, like if you have loose rugs that could be a trip hazard, things like that in your visit, and then Dr. King comes in or whomever your provider is to complete the remainder of the exam. So about 20 to 30 minutes.
Good deal. So you go over everything, height, weight, blood, family history, blood pressure, routine measurements.
Yes.
And then
alcohol use, tobacco use.
Mm-hmm. You go over a list of risk factors and treatment options for the patient as well?
We do. We look at family history. We look at previously diagnosed things within their personal history and make sure that there have been no, you know, overlooked things or things that need to be further evaluated.
Okay. Under covered preventative services, are your flu shots, your Hep B, and your pneumonia shots covered?
So, yes, with Medicare, they're allowed to have their flu shot, their pneumonia, and their hepatitis B in the clinic. And then if there's anything beyond that that has not been recommended or gotten, then we would recommend they go to the pharmacy for that for those.
Okay. Does it also cover screening mammograms, diabetes screening, colon rectal screenings, prostate cancer screenings, and those type of things?
It does. Those are all preventative, so those will all be covered.
Okay. I believe it also covers depression screening.
I believe so.
Good. Do you need an appointment for an annual wellness visit?
You do, because this is a much longer appointment than your standard appointments. We do ask that you call and make that in advance so we can schedule you for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, so technically, we do annual wellness visits at all of our family care practices. So Dr. Chase King, Martha Sheritz, and Crystal Louder-Tibbs over at your office with Physician Practices First Choice Family Care. We also do them over at Dr. Dove's office at with Physician Practices Family Care of Withview. And down on Main Street on with Physician Practices Internal Medicine and Family Care on Main Street, as well as Fort Chiswell on the other end of the county at with Physician Practices for Fort Chiswell Family Care. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience about annual wellness visits?
No, I just think it's a great opportunity for patients to sit down and have a little more time with their provider, as well as, you know, give us some insights on what's going on in their current lives.
For those of you that are just tuning in, I have Miss Brittany Shiver here today to talk about annual wellness visits, and we're on the air with healthcare. And I'm Zane Perkins, the market director here at With Physician Practices. Miss Brittany, how long does an annual wellness visit take?
About 20 to 30 minutes.
So you make your appointment, come in 20 to 30 minutes. Can these patients register online?
There are available options online, but it would be great if people could give our clinics a call to schedule those.
Good. What about pre-registration? Does your clinic, as well as the other with physician practices, send out a link to the patients via text message or email so they can register online?
Yes, we do.
So that way they can pay their copay and everything prior to coming up to the office?
Yes.
That's good. So you can make your appointment, register online, pay your copay, come in and check in, and take you right back with a very short wait at the end of for your annual wellness visit.
That's correct.
Great. What happens after my annual wellness visit? Say I had one, and then what's my next steps?
So if there was anything that needed further evaluation in that appointment, we would just have you schedule a follow-up when you leave, and then you're back to your routine checkups.
Sounds good. So again, if anybody needs an annual wellness visit, we are doing them at all four of our physician practices, family practices, and internal medicine office. Those are, again, First Choice Family Care Withfield, Dr. Doves, and Fort Chiswell Family Care, and Internal Medicine and Family Care on Main Street. We also have a walk-in clinic over at Dr. Doves. He takes walk-ins on a regular basis, so you could just walk in over there and get your annual wellness visits. And for any of your other healthcare needs, we have a number of other specialties here in the market. We have urology, neurology, gastroenterology, and of course we have our rapid care that's open 7 days a week for those rapid needs and on the weekends. We also have x-ray coverage down there 7 days a week, so if you have a child or you're out in the yard and fall and sprain your ankle and think it may be broken, feel free to come to Rapid Care. We can x-ray you, have a 45-minute turnaround on the diagnosis, and direct you on where you need to go for that care. Again, I'd like to thank Ms. Brittany Shiver, our medical assistant over at Dr. Chase King's office, for coming on the air to discuss annual wellness visits, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to On the Air with Healthcare, presented by Wythe County Community Hospital. Never miss an episode. On the Air with Healthcare is available on demand at WYVE's website and via the station mobile app, available for iOS and Android devices. For more information about the Wythe County Community Hospital, visit wcchcares.com.